Today, we will study together the second Aliyah of Parshas Yisro. Of course, now the story continues to unfold. Yisro arrived. Yisro met Moshe. Moshe greeted him with a sipur, with a story. Yisro celebrated with a su'uda, a festive meal. Now the next day, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Sheni, Vayihimi Mochoros, it happened on the next day. When was this next day? The next day we are about to read about. When? Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot Es Ha'om. Moshe sat down to judge the people. And the people stood around Moshe from morning to evening. All day long, Moshe was busy in his function as a shofet, as a judge. Vayamod ha'om al Moshe min haboker ad ha'orev. When did this occur? Rashi says, this occurred not the very next day after Yisro arrived. That's not Vayihimi Mocharos. It was on the morrow. But rather, it was the morrow, the day after Yom Kippur, long after Yisro came, and long after the Torah was given, Motsoa Yom HaKippurim Hoya. This is what the Sifri says. And you must say this, says Rashi. It can't be that on the very next day after Yisro arrived, this whole story of Moshe's judiciary system happened. Because what was Moshe doing? What laws was he teaching? What Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpot did he have? The Torah wasn't given yet. If Yisro came and this whole story happened, Lifnei Matan Torah, Kodem Matan Torah. So therefore Rashi says, everyone must agree. Even those who say Yisro came before Matan Torah, fine, he came before Matan Torah, but the story we're about to read now happened after Matan Torah. So it's out of the normal sequence. Very important, and a very important subject to study before or after Matan Torah, and how do you realign all these psukim? And I suggest to you for your own study, reading the Ramban carefully in this entire perek of Chumash, and seeing how the Ramban struggles and analyzes the psukim, which seem to indicate he became before Matan Torah, which seem to insist he came after Matan Torah, and how do you reconcile them all? Be that as it may, following Rashi, Vayihimi Mocharos, it happened on the morrow of the first Yom Kippur, and Moshe sat down to judge the people, and the people were standing all about. Yisro, as we will see, was upset by this. After all, said Yisro, this is being mezalzel b'chvodon shel Yisroel. You are insulting the Jews who are standing while you are sitting. V'hochicho al kach. And therefore Yisro criticized Moshe for this. Perhaps the first, but certainly not the last father-in-law to criticize a son-in-law. And Yisro saw, again, Yisro is described as Chosein Moshe. He saw all that Moshe was doing to the people, as Rashi would have it. He saw that Moshe was in effect forcing the Jews to stand all day. Vayomer, and Yisro said, Mo hadavor hazeh asher ata oseh la'om. What are you doing to these people? Madua ata yoshev levadecha. Why are you sitting there alone? V'chol ha'om nitzav olecha min boker ad orev. And the entire people are standing from morning to night around you. You shouldn't be doing this all alone. And Moshe answers his answer. Here I'm going to follow the approach of the Ramban. Very beautiful approach to the next few psukim in the dialogue between Yisro and Moshe. Yisro says, what is going on here? What is taking an entire day? How much do you have to do all day? So Moshe answers, I'm doing three things. It's not one thing that I'm doing. I'm doing three things. Vayomer Moshe lechosno ki yavo elai ha'om lidrosh elokim. Number one, people are coming to me to seek God. What does it mean to seek God? Well, Onkelos says, limisba ulpan min kodom Hashem. To seek God means to seek God's teaching, which basically means to study Torah. And Rashi seems to adopt that understanding. Lishol tomid, to ask questions, halachic questions of the divine. Ramban says, no, the drosh elokim means to seek God, to seek a spiritual connection to God, to pray for your own needs, to pay for the sick. That's the drosh elokim. It doesn't mean to study. It means to seek God in prayer, in contemplation, in meditation. They're coming to me to teach them how to do that, number one. Number two, they're coming to me as a judge. They have disagreements, conflicts. They want me to resolve them. Ki yihye lohem davor bo elai, when they have a matter, something comes up, a problem between people, they come to me, vishofatati bein ishu vein reyehu, so that I can judge and rule between one person and the other, who's right, who is wrong. So my second function, my first function is spiritual, teaching them prayer, teaching them communion with God. My second function is being a judge, settling disputes. And my third function, vihodati es chukehu Elohim v'yes torosav, I teach them God's laws. I teach them God's Torah. I teach them Torah. I have three functions. Now, following Rambam, we have a beautiful response from Yisro. Vayomer Chosein Moshe Elov. The father-in-law of Moshe said to him, Lo tov hadovo asher ata oseh. What you're doing is not good. It is not good. You're taking on too much. Your job description is triple what it should be. You're going to be a spiritual guide, you're going to be a conflict resolution expert, and you're going to be a teacher of Torah. Navol tibol. Targum. Navol tibol means milo sil'e. You will become exhausted. You will become fatigued. Rashi. You will wither. You will shrivel. Gamato gamhom hazeh asherimoch. Not only you, but you're going to burn out, and with you all the people will get fed up and disgusted. Ki choveid mimcho hadavar, because this is too much of a job description. You're biting off way more than you can chew. Lo suchal asohu levadecha. You cannot do it alone. Ata, therefore now, shema bikoli, listen to me, I otzecha. I will give you advice, but vihi Elohim imach. Let's first make sure that my advice is acceptable to God. That's how Rashi understands it. Not listen to my advice and God will be with you, but listen to my advice if God agrees. You be a representative, an intermediary for the people. And you bring the matters to God, meaning, following Ramban, Yisro agreed to Moshe. Moshe, it is good for you to be an intermediary, to be the one to pray with them, to be the spiritual guide. Be the one who brings them closer to God. That's fine. And it is also fine to teach them Torah. Two of your three jobs, fine. Be the one to be the intermediary to help them connect to God. You be the one to help them relate to God. Number one, that's okay. And number two, you be the one to teach them the Torah and to be the one to inform them about the proper way in life and about the proper actions in life. That's good too. But don't think you can also be the judge. But rather, ato sechezeh, now, see to it. Sechezeh, see to it using your prophetic powers, your powers as a visionary. See to it that you appoint Anshei Chayil, special people, God-fearing people, truthful people, people who hate bribes and hate profit, and make them the judges. Make judges over thousands, make judges over hundreds, make judges over 50, make judges over tens. Establish a hierarchy where many, many, many people are involved in the judiciary system. That can't be your role. Your role can be spiritual guide, helping them with prayer. Your goal can be teaching Torah, but your job cannot also be chief and only judge. You can be the chief judge, as we will see, but you have to have this bureaucracy, so to speak. And you've got to do it with your special visionary prophetic spirit. So Yisro suggests he find people with four qualities. Anshei Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Sonei Votza. But if you drop down a bit and look ahead, you will see in Pasuk Chav Hei, that's already after Shlishi, Vayivchar Moshe Anshei Chayil Mikol Yisrael. Moshe chose Anshei Chayil. Did he not also have Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Sonei Votza? The Ramban helps us out here. The Ramban says Anshei Chayil is a generic term. Moshe find Anshei Chayil. Anshei Chayil means capable, competent people. What are the ingredients of Anshei Chayil? What makes a person competent? Number one, he is God-fearing. Number two, he is truthful. Number three, he hates bribery and dishonesty. That's an Anshei Chayil. So when Moshe and Pasuk Chav Hei appoints Anshei Chayil, it is understood that those Anshei Chayil are Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Sonei Votza. Anshei Chayil is the klal, a generic term. The protim, the details of that general term are God-fearing, truthful, Sonei Votza. V'shaftu es ha'om b'choleis. Here Rashi says v'shaftu means l'shon tzivoy, a command. Let them be the judges. Let them judge the people. All the time. Let them be busy. You will still have a role as a judge, but only for difficult, special matters. Routine matters, let all these many, many other judges take care of those. That will make things easier for you. And they will be able to exist, to sustain, to keep things up along with you. If indeed you will do this, you'll take my advice. And of course, if God will command you, Moshe, your father-in-law is correct, he's right, he's got a point. If God will be maskim, if God will consent, v'yocholta amod, then you will be able to stand. V'gam kol ha'om hazeh al mikomo yavo v'shalom. And this entire people will also come to its resting place, so to speak, will come to its destination, will be fully, fully successful, and will exist b'shalom, in peace. And so we have now completed the second aliyah of Parshas Yisro, and we are up to Shlishi.